From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, John Kerry and John Edwards begin a two-week campaign tour. As the Democratic Convention comes to a close, we'll have reports and analysis. But first, a Senate committee began hearings today to consider the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. Susan Collins, the Republican chair of the committee, expressed the sense of urgency that Congress feels and the pressure.
We must act with speed, but not in haste. We must be bold, but we cannot be reckless. We must protect not just the lives of our citizens, but also those values that make life worth living.
That's Senator Susan Collins. NPR's Libby Lewis is covering the hearing and joins us now from Washington. Libby, tell us a bit about what happened, what's been going on at the hearing so far.
Well, no, as we're speaking, the members of the committee are giving questions to the chairman and the vice chairman of the 9/11 Commission, Thomas Kane and Lee Hamilton, who are making the first appearances of many, probably, from here on out until the fall, to reiterate their recommendations. And they are urging Congress to adopt what they're calling a new and difficult idea of changing the way the government's organized around intelligence.
Now, this hearing today, how many more to come? What's going to happen?
Well, this is the first of many. It's going to be kind of a rare August in Washington, which usually shuts down in August as Congress is out of session, but not this year. I think this is, I haven't found anybody who's found a precedent for the level of hearings that are going to take place this August. The House has said that it will hold at least 15 hearings on the 9/11 Commission's report, and today is the first of the Senate hearings in the Governmental Affairs Committee, which is charged with coming up with legislation to deal with the commission's report.
Now, what sort of ideas do they have in mind? What could they be asking for recommendations here?
Well, the commission's come back with dozens of proposals, and they span all the way from foreign policy to confronting problems with Saudi Arabia to build a relationship beyond oil, as the commission put it, down to the nitty-gritty of adding radio spectrum for public safety communications. And today, Tom Kane told the committee it needs to consider all of these proposals, along with its major ones, the ones that are drawing the most attention, which are reorganizing the entire intelligence community.
Is there, Libby, a sense of urgency there, pressure to get something done here as August approaches in Washington?
It's incredibly pressured, Noah, and you can imagine in the middle of a presidential election that is by all accounts close, and we are nearing the third anniversary of the September 11th attack. So there is an amazing sense of urgency, but also, as you heard Senator Collins say, a caution among that urgency to act with speed but not in haste. I think everybody's in agreement.
NPR's Libby Lewis joining us from Washington. Thank you, Libby.
Thank you.